Senator Humphrey, Hubert Humphrey.
Thank you, sir. Coming right on, sir. President?
Yes?
Yeah, it's Hubert.
Hubert?
Yeah.
You got a hell of a good interview on this UPI ticker about the civil rights bill and about answering the Republican National Chairman, Miller.
Yep.
Pretty issues are pretty well set out already. They include war on poverty, economic growth, world peace, security, Medicare, human dignity, human rights, education, opportunity for the young, and the issues of smear and fear are not worthy of this Republican of these days, and the Republicans won't spend a great deal of time on that. But while they're digging there, we'll just be building a better America. Oh, damn, that couldn't be better. That's the finest statements I ever saw in that few, the few words.
Thank you.
And then the next one on civil rights is damn good, and that tax bill. Now, you see, you want to bear in mind, my friend, that we get the real impact 6 months from the time this goes in.
Yep.
That's when it hits us.
Yes, sir.
And this is March, April, May, June, July, August, so we'll be needing it about September.
We've had a meeting here today, and we're going right down our list, so we'll have a full count for Joe Fowler tomorrow afternoon of this bill without amendment.
Well, that's just wonderful.
We're going to find out how many people we've got locked up here without amendment. And if we can lock up 40 Democrats or 45, where we're in business.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, what you ought to do is make him get you some speeches so you can get those boys to make them tomorrow and next day and just kick them off. We ought to dominate this press.
We're going to be leading off Thursday at 11 o'clock, Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And
why don't you make that campaign committee get you a damn good publicity man, sign him to you just to manage this stuff?
Well, I wish I could.
You ought to go out there and get you another Max Kappelman and just put him to doing nothing but to handling these 30, 40 senators that you're supposed to be whip over. 20 Southerners you can't do anything about, but the other 40 you can, and you could get them, you could make fellas like Joe Fowler get your statements up there, and you could get them out. And you could get things like this. Now, this ought to be the party line.
Well,
we ought to turn the other cheek. We ought to just say, well, the reason the Republicans haven't won any elections except Eisenhower, and Eisenhower didn't mess around with this trash. He was a national hero. But the reason they haven't won since Hoover is because they spent all the time on Roosevelt's boy, Jimmy, and on his dog.
Yeah.
And they spent all their time on Truman and Margaret and the music critics. And they spent all their time on Kennedy and his religion and other things, and they just haven't won one. And if they don't stand for something, hell, if they just come out here and talk about revival of the corn tassel, or come out for Tom Watson watermelons, it'd be something. But they just, by God, against things, against everything, and trying to smear and fear, and that you have no alternative. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch man asked me today, said, what Republican frightens you the most? I said, well, not any of them now. When one of them comes out and said, this is what I stand for, and gives me a foreign policy, and said, here's what I'm for, and then he gives me a domestic policy and said, here's what I'm for, here's what I'm for in the field of education, in the field of manpower, in the field of training, civil rights, then I'll get scared. Because even if it's different from mine, they'll have a choice. But now they haven't any choice because we're the only ones that stand for anything. They're just against things.
Well, I think we can rack these boys. I've had a talk with some of our senators back here about our plans on this tax bill, and we'll dominate this. We'll dominate the weekend, and that's the important thing. I felt that we get a good start with Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have enough stuff here to really have control of the news items.
You tell people like Gil McGee and Frank Moss and others that we're really going to help.
Yes,
sir. Just say, now, damn it, boys, you get here and get your speech and ask some questions here and get your name in the paper here, and every damn one of them ought to take your line. And what we are, we're for war on poverty. We're for economic growth. We're for world peace. We're for security. We're for Medicare. We're for human dignity. We're for human rights. Now, this is what we stand for, a government of strength, a government that's solvent, and a government that's compassionate.
Yes, sir.
And it just makes these guys look silly.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to congratulate you. I was reading it. It's the best thing I'd seen all day. God damn it, I had Indonesia, and I had Panama, and I had Cyprus, and they're coming in tonight, 7:30, the British trying to shove us in there overnight. And I guess we got to go, but I'm trying my damnedest to get the Turks to agree not to invade so we can hold off another day or two.
I hope so. Well, I just got back here after we'd had that little visit over there. These press boys were all waiting up here to see me, so I just let them have it.
You just ought to hit it tomorrow. Just every day you ought to say the Democratic Party is the one party left for America because the other fellas don't stand for anything.
That's right.
I just, God pity them, for they know not what to do. I just feel sorry for them because what do they stand for? You can't look at a single one of their candidates. Rocky's for divorce.
Yes.
Goldwater's after him.
Yes.
And
by the way, I had a talk with Joe.
Yeah.
And I confided in him, and vis-a-vis our little paper. And it's very good. We're in fine shape there.
All right. Good.
And the other man I didn't get a hold of today, but there'll be no problem. By the way, I took the liberty, I hope you won't feel badly about it, of sharing that with George.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. I think you ought to share it with anybody that you can to let them know
that
these guys have got themselves tied in with a bad egg.
Yeah.
And they're relying on him. And they're supporting him. And they're backing him. And they're out trying to prove now, through Williams, by implication, a lot of stuff that if they proved it, wouldn't be anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
But they've tied in with a guy that flunked out, that busted out,
that's
retired, that old man McCarran, that's anti-Jew. And that's who they've lined up with. And that ought to kill any Republican that lines up with him. Okay, my friend.
Okay, my friend.